Can I comment? I like the idea of having vertical terraces such a city designed as a kind of theater. I mean, the city have man-made pond at the center, and yeah, in the document there will be many events happening on the pond. The terraces could be one of the seats, the best seats for the watching those events. So I like the idea, but yeah, it's hard to understand what he was going to do as a building. I like the terraces, but
they want to emphasize the slabs as the seating.
My intent for me is my opinion that this one is completely the opposite of the concept. If, as much as it's possible to understand to these drawings, I think that the concept is I change the scale to one huge building. And so I make a small building, I create a small reality, a sort of a neighborhood for live inside the building. And so the building became a city, as we said, a house make a neighborhood, neighborhood makes town, town makes city, and blah, blah, blah. And no, I think this idea is very, very good. For me, it's good. I think it's one good approach. If I see the plan, as I showed to you before, there's no one line, okay? You cannot see what the building is following. We cannot understand the reason because they put the building. Of course, for example, in the small building, if we take the street, all the building is a different distance between the street. And so it's very casual.
Not aligned.
Exactly. And in the small building, there's two buildings that really is in probably 20 centimeters to the board of the slab. This is really terrible. But anyway, this concept is good if insection for me is made in another way. I think or you use the big terrace, or you use this type of concept, or if you want to use joints. When I see, for example, the perspective, I change. I mean, not that I repeat all the floor as a modular. And so it is. There's a three typology of way to develop this project, but they don't develop any one of them.
This person has made hasn't helped themselves in a similar way that the previous scheme didn't help themselves by showing the building as a grey object.
If you
can imagine if they made it white or a kind of more cheerful colour, maybe just purely this aspect alone would make us more receptive to the object. It looks incredibly severe.
But on the other hand is that this let's say very brutal concrete slab and the volume are somehow prepared for the Chinese let's say users. So it's gonna be full of colors, full of objects, full of advertisement. Preparing not to make an architect suggested to make it a blank space, then they would be waiting for the intervention of this maybe.
Right.
So can take it in a more positive way.
So a kind of handmade metabolist. You just prepare the cores and people come and make their own small-scale metabolist bits.
Exactly. So in a way that the positive side that I was looking at this kind of diagram of this snow gradation of the home area to be the neighborhood area here and the city area.
Yep.
In the sense that basically he or she doesn't have even doors or windows, but somehow the kind of very conceptual, let's say, volumetries are, let's say, placed in the, let's say, slab. So you, he or she create these kind of, let's say, nice village-like spaces in each slab. And also in the section that it has a kind of different, let's say, levels are more shrinking towards the higher part. Means that, let's say, potential is that people are coming to stay here would be possible to intervene to create your own window, your own doors, and to, in a way, to break it, what is being prepared. So this kind of, let's say, communication of the potential are more set it, in a sense, for the future development or future, let's say, users.
Yeah.
So it looks very brutal, but it has a, let's say, very simple prepared space.
Hmm.
Or I take it as more positive side than the architects are preparing for everything ready to use. And doesn't mean it's good, but just like it has a interesting aspect that he or she prepared the volumetries and slabs are layered and the urban, let's say, volumetries. But then later people are coming to stay who has to use this capability or potential of the space to make openings and accessibilities to each other, let's say, possible potential.
Do you want to comment?
I'm not a
jury. No, but you are here with us.
In a way, like Brazilian favelas, that basically like things are very brutal, but then people start appropriating this brutal space to be the more habitable areas. So if the architects are preparing all the, let's say, accessibilities, doors, windows, then it's hard to change it. But it's kind of this jail condition, very, let's say, harsh environment, that once you're there, that you're trying to appropriate in a, let's say, very contradicting way of planning or designing it. But it has interesting potential that I just thought.
I think that's a very optimistic, that's a very kind of positive way of interpreting what we have. That to understand it as half the architect's preparation for the occupants to complete the building.
Yes. Because it's very strange that the plan section, anything that you don't have on doors. And the point of this mysterious sentence saying the small words in the big world.
I also think so.
It's very ambiguous, but it has some interesting, let's say, definition of this meaning.
Yeah.
It's very ironical. Ironical proposal.
Yeah, I think it's a good... it's a really romantic way that... in a good way. I mean, that is one interesting debate of architecture, but I don't think that they they thought... they can take this position. And so, for me, is a good, interesting... beginning, but is the most incompletely, or is more than the other one. Incomplete.
It's very because when you see the section, like on the left side of the office one, like for example, guy just sitting in a empty space alone, Upper side, the man is almost trying to suicide from the top. So somehow strange touch of how the he or she put the people in the space. So.
And sorry, someone can explain me structure constitution diagram. Someone understood something.
Slab tube area.
Slab tube area. And the tube is.
Tube is maybe.
This one. A side. Another tube.
And I wonder, because the thing that came to my mind in seeing that little diagram is that whether someone is, I mean, of course this project has some reference to metabolism, but I guess particularly to Isazaki-san's projects when he was a student and very early on in his career, where he used this tube as the structural element, as this kind of hollow structure, which provided the infrastructure for the building, but in this case, the tube seems to be the occupied part of the building, where the floor slabs are, and that the empty space is provided in the gaps between the tubes, which is all interesting, or in that it's almost a complete inversion of the metabolist idea. Where the tubes would be hollow, serving the floor slabs, and so this also kind of adds to this suggestion that it's actually about the walls and the free space are provided for someone to come in, or the occupants to come and add their own materials or furniture or cut doors and windows to actually occupy the space.
Someone else want to do something? And so we can pass to the project number three?
Yeah.
Okay. Who want to start to comment?
This one is a little bit grey, not as grey as the others.
Wow, there's some colours.
I can just start to make some comments. So this one is my reading of it is that actually the handling of the exterior volume is very simple and straightforward, and that what the project has done is concentrate their energy on the way that the holes are cut through this very big volume, with that particularly in taking reference to the point of view, and with the idea that these volumes kind of provide holes to look through, and of course your point of view and how fast you are moving when you have that point of view is used in quite an interesting way, I think. But to my mind, it actually makes quite a viable proposal in the sense that all of the kind of activity in life is concentrated in these voids that are cut into the building. It seems to be quite a viable proposition. You could actually imagine this building being built and B actually being a kind of interesting place to live or to go to.
And from my side is that this is the one of the projects it's been worked a lot compared to the other two.
Yeah.
So which means that it has the good analysis from the urban side and the transport and as well as the context of it. And the idea is clear that to maximize the volume as much as possible and start, let's say, excavating the volume out from the maximum volume, in order to create this kind of, let's say, openings, which becomes clearly like a public space where people can communicate and together, and has the different viewpoint of, he was saying that you look at the frontal phenomenon unclearly and the back phenomenon clearly. So it has somehow two aspects at the front side and back side, and which is kind of interesting. Like, so, it's most, let's say, the worked project, and it had a good potential as, let's say, project clearly. What's sad is that he didn't show anything about this kind of internal space, because he's very much focused on the public and open space. So to be more potential about this connection between the internal side of the building to the external side of the building.
Yeah.
It has urban, let's say, potential, but we don't know yet how the internal spaces are functioning and then also connecting to the external spaces.
Yeah. It should be interesting because, I don't know, seems one project of or the he or she takes took inspiration from Jean Nouvel, because the speed of the architecture, the concept of this is not, I think it's an interesting concept, and is also the only one that is seems to be a little bit more clear than the rest was the intention. And from the section, probably is a little bit understandable what's the work, how work the building, but without connections is a little bit understandable. But I think it's the only one that take really care about also the context. Please.
Yeah, I also think that if the building is really going to build by this competition, we should choose this one. it's enough attractive and like compliance or etc. is good enough. But if the building is not going to build, we should show some difference to the other side of the city, like choose by the internet voting. I think that this is also be the winner in the internet competition too. Yeah. So after the comment of Tane-san, I start to think number two, the scheme B, have some interesting point. So I'm wondering if which direction we should go.
Okay. Anyone want to say something else about this project?
I mean, one of the great things about the presentation is that the person who's prepared it has really made this, by filling the images with some activity and people and cars, and you can actually much more easily understand this as a place that's actually filled with activity. In the other two projects, we really have to work hard to imagine how those buildings might be used, what the designer's intention is. But this one is a much more kind of clearer communication of the building as a really kind of urban, activity-filled place.
Yes, of course. I think he's right.
I think is the only one that really care about this competition, because the care is and okay, if someone else wants to say something, if not, we can start to think about discussion about the relation. Okay.